Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Orale, the onda this week is refulata. It means counterculture, or in general, that which goes against the grain or challenges the reigning zeitgeist, that is, the intellectual and or cultural norm. It doesn't have to be an organized movement or act, or even intentional. The refulata can be a solo act, a meme, a fluke, or even a lost cause or an unrequited aspiration. It's refulata if it catches attention and inspires people to see things differently. La refulata doesn't mean invokes or even actually causes change. It often, but not always, loses out to the times. But it presents an adaptable alternative to bedrock thinking about what's real, what is and isn't valuable, and what's certain versus what's not certain. This calls for refulata. Boy hesitated at the entrance to La Buena Bakery. He was worried. The weekend he'd asked his childhood sweetheart, Meche, to go with him to a dance in El Chuco was approaching, and he still hadn't found the proper opening to talk about it with her. She'd said yes, correction, her daughter had given them leave, but the details hadn't been settled yet. Exactly when would they leave and come back to the South Side? His cousin had offered to host him in her house, but how many rooms were they going to occupy? Big question. You can't just sonsear your way through that. No borlo if they took separate rooms, but settling this at the last minute was risky. Chale. Can't just vacilar through this. There could be friegos de refulata, Boy thought. Not sure what he was going to do, Boy nonetheless opened the door to Meche's cafe and stepped in. Meche was sitting at the usual table where they had coffee together every weekend morning. She wasn't early, he was late, and she was waiting for him. Kyobole had a good night, he said to her. Meche nodded but stayed quiet. She gave him a side eye to note his tardiness. Sorry it took longer than usual to get here, he said. Meche didn't change her expression. Let me get some coffee, Boy said to buy time to think how he should respond. As there was nobody in line at the counter, he got coffee and had to come back right away. I'm going to sleep well. I slept well last night, Boy said as he sat down. Where are you going to sleep? Meche finally said. In my bed, of course, Boy responded, a little confused. Tonight, last night, or the weekend of the dance in El Chuco, Meche said. Boy sat up in his chair. He didn't know what to say. What? He said. Well, you keep putting off talking about going to El Chuco, so I figured you needed refulata, said Meche. You know, when are we leaving and coming back? Hotel or primos? One room or two, okay? Boy was rocked. He didn't know what to say. Boss, said Meche. Pues, I'll do whatever you want, said Boy. More refulata, Meche said. Leave at daybreak, come back at sunset, same room, Boy said quickly. Meche smiled. Órale, that's better, she said.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.